This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Really looking forward to sharing with you guys today a coaching moment that happened between me and one of my fat loss fast track clients over email just the other day. And we'll probably classify this episode as a mini-sode because the concept I want to share with you today is pretty short, pretty simple, but also very powerful. And I didn't want to not put it out there as a podcast because it's kind of short and simple. In fact, I think a lot of the value in it, the power in it, comes from its simplicity. I really think this idea can be a game changer for many of you. So let me start by giving you the backstory. I have a client who has been through a few fat loss fast tracks and she's doing really well. She has changed many habits, and yet she still finds herself in previous old patterns of binging behavior every now and again. And when she does, she'll often email me or send a voice note. And when I listen to her voice notes after one of these binges, she sounds so, so sad. She's frustrated with herself. She feels defeated. She doesn't understand why she still chooses the behavior, even with as many experiences of feeling really awful afterwards, both physically and emotionally. And in one of these messages, she expressed frustration with a challenge I had given her about focusing on and doing things that make her feel her very best. She said, "Food makes me happy and overeating makes me happy." She said that when she thinks about the food she's going to binge on, she thinks, "Oh my gosh, I love that. It's so good. I want it." And here's the message I shared with her that I want to share with you. I explained to her that pleasure is not the same thing as happiness. I told her that I know for sure, even though I've never been there with her physically when she is binging, I said, I know for sure that it does not make you happy. I've heard the voice notes, I've read the email, I can hear the sadness in your voice. You've described how frustrated and irritated and defeated you become after you do it. I've heard you describe how you physically feel gross, heavy, bloated, tired, lacking confidence, lacking the energy and pride and excitement and true happiness that I hear in your voice when you tell me how well you're doing and how you've got things under control. Do I think that these foods you binge on bring you pleasure? Oh yeah, absolutely. They taste good and you're likely numbing yourself, using them as a distraction to avoid being bored or lonely or tired or thinking about something that makes you uncomfortable. But pleasure is not the same thing as happiness. And experiencing a few minutes of pleasure is not the same thing as experiencing happiness. Now, for those of you that might have little people listening right now, kiddos, etc., you might want to pause this and pick up on it later because I want to use an analogy that's adult ears only that I've used before that I think we might be able to relate to as we're distinguishing between pleasure and happiness. Sex. Sex can make you feel pleasure, but that doesn't mean it makes you feel happy. You could have sex that you later regret, that you feel awful about, that makes you feel more lonely, or not good enough, or rejected, or any number of other things. And of course, you can have sex that is both pleasurable and makes you happy. And of course, you can have sex that isn't pleasurable and doesn't make you happy. That is how we have to think about food, right? There are foods we can eat that give us pleasure, but don't really contribute to or even can take away from our happiness, can make us unhappy. There's foods that give us neither. There's foods that give us one, but not the other. And when it comes to food, we really need to give some thought to distinguishing between pleasure and happiness. Ultimately, what we are trying to do is find the foods and also the way of eating them that is both pleasurable and makes you happy. That is what we should be striving for every single time we eat. Pleasure and happiness. I'll give you an example of a picture that I posted on Facebook of, and it's actually up on the Primal Potential blog as well, of what I ate during the Patriots football game this weekend. I made myself a charcuterie board, meat and cheese, for those of you who are not familiar with charcuterie, but it had salami and prosciutto, Parmesan crisp, macadamia nuts, some tomatoes, some peppers that were stuffed with goat cheese and maybe prosciutto, and some dark chocolate. That is an example of a meal that is pleasurable, but also makes me happy because it would be easy to turn to burgers and fries or nachos, and they'd be pleasurable. I love them, but they wouldn't bring me that sense of like, I'm taking care of myself and my energy's really high and I didn't overeat, so I feel really good. I feel that same blend, me personally, of both pleasure and happiness when I'm really taking good care of myself with choices like Brussels sprouts and salmon or a burger without the bun. Whenever I'm eating foods that are delicious and I'm also simultaneously really taking care of my body, for me, that's the intersection of pleasure and happiness. It's really the essence of what I mean when I say, eat foods you love that love you back. Eat foods you love that love you back. And it's not that some foods are pleasurable and bring you happiness and other foods are just pure pleasure, because it's also about when we eat it, why we eat it, and how much we eat it, right? I can have a cup of ice cream that is both pleasurable and makes me feel happy because I'm like, you know, I ate something that I loved and I didn't go overboard and I still feel really good. A pint of ice cream might be pleasurable, but it's probably not going to make me feel happy. It's probably going to make me feel kind of, why did I do that? That wasn't worth it. I should have stopped, you know, halfway in, a quarter of the way in. And that's what I talk about with this tipping point of at what point do you go from this is amazing and I feel great to this is amazing and I don't feel great. So it's not just about what we eat, but when we eat, how much we eat, why we eat. It's not ice cream brings me pleasure but not happiness. It can do both. It can do neither. I don't like Cherry Garcia from Ben & Jerry's. It's just not a flavor I like. So eating that would not be pleasurable or make me happy because I don't like it. Eating coffee-flavored ice cream, a flavor I love, could be both. It depends on if I'm hungry, if I'm eating too much of it, or eating just enough to really feel and experience that pleasure without feeling full or bloated or like I've held myself back from goals that are really important to me, including just the very simple basic goal of taking great care of myself. So as you make choices, give some thought to this. But I would also challenge you to sit with this idea when you're not making a choice. Sit down with a piece of paper and distinguish for yourself the difference between pleasure and happiness. Where and how can you create the intersection of the two? What have you eaten recently where you felt both pleasure and also happiness? Or you can insert the word pride, confidence, anything that makes you feel really good about yourself, good about the choices you are making for your body. And what kinds of things do you need to minimize where maybe you're experiencing pleasure but not happiness? Or maybe when you're eating off your kids' plates and you're not hungry and the food's cold, that's one of the choices that gives you neither. Sit down with a blank piece of paper and really flesh that out. What does that look like for you? What choices can you make that give you the intersection of pleasure and happiness? And what choices have you been making that maybe bring pleasure but not happiness? And what choices have you been making that give you neither? This is a great starting point for distinguishing between all or nothing, the idea that either you're eating for your goals or you're screwing your goals and you're eating whatever you want. And it also can make you feel a little bit more okay with indulging because, hey, food is good and we should enjoy it. But there is a tipping point where we go too far. And while we experience the pleasure of the food, it robs us of some happiness. All right, time for me to run. I told you guys this would be a short episode, but it was an important idea that I had shared with one of my clients and wanted to share with all of you. But I've got to run, get prepared for Ascend. Wanted to give you guys a heads up that as I get prepared, there are certain things that I am doing to make choices easier for myself when I will be super busy, as well as away from home and maybe under a little bit more stress and pressure than normal. And I've packed a box of foods that I'm going to bring with me to the hotel, all from Thrive Market. I've got a couple of boxes of tea. I've got a box of packets of Artisana coconut butter. These are this individual squeeze packs. They are back on the site. I know they were sold out for a while there. I also have a 6-pack of Picnic butter coffee, just in case the hotel coffee is not so delicious. And also Thrive Market brand macadamia nuts. So if you haven't tried out those things, those are all staples for me. You save big on them when you go through Thrive Market. And if you go through thrivemarket.com/primalpotential, you save even more because you get an additional 25% off your first order, plus free shipping on that first order and a free 30-day membership. Hopefully I will see some of you at Ascend. But for the rest of you, we will catch up on the next episode of the podcast. And in the meantime, give some serious thought. Don't have this podcast be the end of your conversation with yourself about pleasure and happiness. Really sit down with a piece of paper and write out how those different categories and intersections of the categories show up in your life and your choices. Talk to you soon. Have a great day. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.